This is Fresh Air. Music critic Milo Miles has a review of a new collection of synthesizer dance music from the Cape Verde Islands, recorded in the 70s and 80s. He says the music sweeps you up with energy and rhythm and reveals an international modernism not well known outside Cape Verde.
Popular music anthologies that collect a span of various performers can deliver a special revelation. They can uncover a whole world of music through an inspired selection of tracks expertly programmed. The retrospective collection Synthesize the Soul is subtitled Astro-Atlantic Hypnotica from the Cape Verde Islands, 1973 to 1988. Which sounds to me like a direct echo of the landmark Garage Rock Nuggets anthology from 1972. Synthesize the Soul will not make pop history like Nuggets, but it's as much a surprise and a perfectly paced, seductive dance party.
Que é de bofê, porque que ela é boa problema. Goza boa vida, mas quem bofê, também que ela é boa problema. Passa sabe, mas quem bofê, vamos de boa problema. Oi, 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 oi.
Among those who know any performer from Cape Verde, the late singer Cesária Évora dominates massively. One might easily think her languorous, often melancholy form called Morna was the only soundtrack to Cape Verde. But like Cuba's Buena Vista Social Club, Évora sounded like a carefully packaged artifact of pre-electric popular song. The fundamental surprise of Synthesize the Soul is that long before the international audience discovered Évora, the young hotshots on the islands and Verde immigrants in Europe were cranking up the amps and enjoying hits. The music on Synthesize the Soul did not have an agreed-on name, but I would vote for Fuana Fusion. The style called Fuana flourished in the African-oriented island of Santiago, where it was played on accordions and much frowned upon by Portuguese colonial authorities. This would not be the only instance in which peppy roots music adapted remarkably well to synthesizers and electric guitars. A host of Cape Verde expats working in Lisbon, Paris, and Providence, Rhode Island, among other locations, all contributed to the course of this eclectic style. No accident, though, that the player on the cover of the set is multi-instrumentalist and arranger Paulinho Vieira, an enigmatic figure who was involved in more than half the tracks on Synthesize the Soul, such as this one, Bota Cool.
Bota cool, bota cool. vai, vai, não vou voltar mais. Se vou crepar, se vou bar, vai, não vou voltar mais. Sem porquê, porquê, sem porquê, vou estragar.
And a final surprise from this collection, it turns out that Vieira was bandleader for Cesária Évora during her breakout period in the 90s and the architect of her first international score, Saudade. So Cape Verdean music, no matter the style or the location of the players, suggests tight island relationships. A salute to Synthesize the Soul compiler Vic Sohoni for properly presenting adventurous unknowns and making them sound almost essential.
Milo Miles reviewed the new collection of music from the Cape Verde Islands called Synthesize the Soul.